It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening or watching Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than having a possessed crotch. You can join our chat room, The Den Fam, by going to davincomedy.com and clicking live broadcast. Also, Facebook Live, the Davin's Den page. That seems to be where we congregate more these days. Audio is better on davincomedy.com. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by Joe Curry. Joe, are you there? No, Joe's getting changed. Good. That takes a while. And Pip Helix. Hello, Pip.
Hi, everybody.
On the show, in School of Fools, a coach gets suspended for apprehending an armed student. In Nazi news, Holocaust reenactment in a third grade class. What could go wrong? Russian players may not be able to play in Wimbledon unless they renounce Putin. A psychic gets sued for fraud. And a skier has a cocksicle in his pants. And scamming scammers. Certainly a full show.
A full pants load of show.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on in the nether regions.
Just the way I like it.
So we got to see Pip's car. Pip has a very nice car, in case you're worrying.
Thank you.
Very big car. A lot of car for Pip. A
lot of car for me. You know, I'm just getting to know the car. The car and I have had a disagreement about how the back gate door opens or doesn't.
I think it knows best.
It's
its gate. I know you're very partial to back gates, but
hey, that's most of what I speak about. No, the back gate has a feature where if you press the little button that it'll beep at you a certain song, and then it'll start to open by itself, and it goes all the way to higher than I can barely reach, and then you can load your groceries or what have you, and then there's another little button that you press and it'll close itself nicey. Except when it decides it doesn't feel like opening, and you have to manually open it and push it, and this heavy monster, you have to push it like way up past, like I could barely push, but I want to push it all the way to the top it'll go, so it doesn't start sliding back down on me, which it did.
So why don't you take it to a dealership?
I think I have to learn the particular way that you have to press the button. There seems to be some like...
Was this a woman car?
And it has quite a little button.
Yeah. Well, at least you could find it. Many have tried. Few have found it. So,
this particular car. Actually, this car is the Green Man. That's its name.
We'll take it to the dealership. I mean, we got to take my wife's car back to the dealership because they don't know how to fix a gas tank, which is ridiculous. I've talked about that.
But. Oh, God. No. Yeah. No, this is just a... The back door and I have some disagreements.
Well, many people do with back doors, but you should get it taken care of. Now, before we went on the air, you said you were annoyed with yourself. Why?
I do these dumb things.
Yes, usually on this show.
Yeah. I was thinking, okay, I need to get, there's a couple of doctor's appointments I need to set up. I haven't had my womanly examination in a while. And that's because my doctor just left his practice and I didn't find a new one. And so I was trying to like find a couple of new doctors and set up appointments. So then you have to like have a preliminary appointment, but then you got another. And
preliminary appointment?
Yeah. Well, you know, like sometimes when you set up, like I'm not talking about the gyno. That's just like they dive right in.
Yes, well, they should. They know what's there.
They know.
Let's go. Asses to elbows. Let's go, kids. Let's get on with it.
They have a map. They know what to do. But I mean, like other, sometimes doctors, you have to meet with them first and they do some stuff and then you have to come back for a procedure.
What, like head shrinkers?
No, I have that. Excuse me, I was playing with a binder clip and I decided to throw it for some reason. No, there's just a couple different things. Like, I want to go and get a neurological test because my memory is so bad. And I want to see, is there something to be afraid of? Like, am I working towards the big A?
I thought we all established this is just old age. Because I'll be trying to think of somebody's name and I can't later on in the day. I go, oh, that's their name.
Well, but
I'm horrible at it. I'm getting worse by the day.
Me too.
People's names.
I'll tell you what, this show's going to be awful if we all have Alzheimer's.
if I told you the story, I do a joke in my act. I make a joke. I go, yeah, if anybody saw the State of the Union address, which I call the State of Dementia address.
Yes, Joe, I saw that.
I'm at Bananas 2 weeks ago, on stage, live, first show Saturday night. I drew a blank on the word dementia, and I'm sitting there going, the word, and then I stop. I call the moment. I go, the word is dementia. And I go, nobody laugh at this joke. Nobody laugh at this joke. If you do, you're escorted out of the room. But I don't deserve anything
for this. That's God punishing you for doing an ageist joke about Joe Biden.
Could be. That thought went through my mind after I figured out what the thought was.
and you tried to collect your mind.
Look at your background. It looks like they repossessed everything.
Well, yeah, everything must go. Crazy Davin's liquidation sale.
Yeah, we're enjoying the liquidation sale right now.
Actually, the giveaway stuff or the sell stuff is just off camera yonder. This way is stuff that's coming, but it's pretty empty down here, Joe.
Yeah.
It's, you know, moving day's Friday, so we're emptying now.
Yeah, it I was surprised at how empty it looks.
But upstairs, you're like, it still looks like you live here.
Pretty much. No, I was like, it pretty looks like you live here. I can see that some things are packed, but, you know, it still looks like your house. I was, you know, I wasn't expecting to see it, like, empty, because I know you have movers.
Right.
But, and I know how laborious it is to take every little twaddly bit of stuff that you've collected over years and wrap it in some
going through
paper,
paperwork going through paperwork, that's the word. The drawer where you just shove shit in, like papers and documents, is that is the worst, because you spend a lot of time and it feels like you've accomplished nothing. It is the worst. And then you think you do a good job with it, and invariably 3 weeks later go, shit, I threw that out.
Right. This in a nutshell, is why I'm a hoarder. Because the minute I get rid of stuff, I go...
Yeah, but you can't find it in the hoard.
No, I can't. See, that's the problem, is that I have no idea where it is, but the minute I need it, I'll look for it. I can't find it. I'll get another one.
Right.
I have two.
So you need to be an organized hoarder.
I do.
See, hoarders wouldn't be so bad if they knew where shit was. If they just said, excuse me, I have to dig down two layers in the dining room. I'll be right back with that remote control. You could wait as you stood on a mound in the kitchen while they found it. But the thing is, they don't know. So as Pip said, they keep on buying other shit. See, hoarders are inconvenient people.
Yes.
They're inconvenient for everybody. I wouldn't mind hoarders if they would be organized.
It was interesting. I was with Joe's girl on Sunday. And I told her, I go, you know how, because I'll be in the house 5 years, but I go, you know how I know I've been in the house a while? And she goes, how? I go, I can't find shit. She moved in, you know, where everything was, you know, and I already cleaned the garage out 2 years ago because I had nothing to do during a pandemic, because I just shoved everything in the garage when I moved in. I'll get to it when I got to it. Finally got to it in May of 2 years ago, May of 20, rearranged, cleaned everything out, put everything back in. But I'm like, it's official. I can't find shit now.
You know what? You know what? I could use a good old-fashioned 2020 shutdown. That would help me get some shit done. Because I got a lot of stuff I have to do. If we could just stop America for a couple weeks again, if we could just try to quote-unquote flatten the curve, that would really be useful to me.
Well, it was handy because back then already, God, but when that was going on, the day program, you know, told us we had to take mandatory vacations. It was paid vacations. But they wanted to get it out of the way just in case if things started back up, nobody was away. So during that time, there's no gigs, there's no job, there's no nothing. I, you know, all the catching up that I wanted to do, the cleaning and this, I did, you know?
Yeah. I wish I knew how valuable that time was, and I didn't fritter so much of it away.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you were one of these who was binge-watching shows?
Yes.
Oh, see, I wasn't doing that either. I was trying to hustle, trying to reinvent stuff. I was trying to get shit done. I don't know how successful I was, but I was like, how do all these people have nothing to do? There is still shit I can be doing. The only thing
I know, there's always something to do. And something can't get done because something has to get done. Yet it's always, even then, there's shit that had to get done. You know, I mean, I raked my lawn. I have people come in, but I don't like the way they did it. So I go. I had a couple of things from the old house. So I raked my lawn. I seeded my lawn. You know, just because I wanted to do it my way. You know, and I had the time. What the fuck?
2020 was a great time, man. 2020 really made you appreciate going to the supermarket. There was nothing more exciting in the week than that excursion to the supermarket. Sure, you had to mask up and burn the clothing that you came home in, and you had to put Lysol on your fresh produce. But it was exciting to go to. It was exciting to go to the supermarket.
A dangerous safari.
Yes.
The one way down the aisle, you have to clean your stuff off when you get it home.
I would turn towards the, if somebody's coming the other way down the aisle, I would turn towards the groceries and basically bury my face in the cereal boxes to stay away from the person.
We went to the orthopedist today for my wife's ankle. And first of all, I was afraid I was going to have to wear a mask. Of course I did. Which I haven't worn in a while. I wore the mask. But then
the doctor's office, you know,
it's an orthopedist. It's a bone doctor.
You know?
It's a bone doctor. It's not a sick doctor. And then, but then,
we get it, you know?
But then there's the thing, I forgot about this, where they have to test your temperature, which has never worked. I almost gave her a for fuck's sake. I almost gave her a combination of a really and oh for fuck's sake. I hope my eyes did not roll out of my head, because that was it was ridiculous at the time, and it's ridiculous 2+ years later, because we know you can be sick and not have a temp. I'm like, we're still fine. Here's my stupid forehead. And what happens if I do have a fever? Then I can't come in? I used to come here with the flu and lick everybody. It was never a problem.
You used to take it so much, you know, because every day we'd have to take it and stuff like that. So if I go somewhere, I go, we need to take your temperature. I got $2, 97.5. Let it roll. Oh, you're good. But as we got, you know, my aunt, God rest her soul, she passed away April 16th in 2020. Mm-hmm. We're finally having the memorial service April 2nd.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
You know, so... Yeah, you know, it is what it is. You know?
Well, don't worry, kids. Don't worry, kids. COVID's running rampant in China and going up in Europe. So, and the first time since January, there's more COVID cases than the week before. I got to tell you, though. Look, I had the Omicron.
Yeah.
I got for the most part, again, if there's people who can't get the vaccines for various reasons, health reasons, not the fakakta religious reasons, because every religious organization is like, no, you can get a shot. But if they have genuine medical reasons why they can't,
yeah,
then I'm very empathetic towards them. For everybody else, I'm like, you know what? Let it fucking roll. I had it. If you're gonna die from it after 2+ years, all right, it was your time. Because there are ways to protect yourself now.
Yes, right.
That's what
right.
I'm saying.
Oh yeah.
So if you're not gonna do the ways to protect yourself, I am at the point where some people were on day one, where like every man for himself, where I was like, no, we have to do this together.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, you know what? If you just don't wanna, because you don't trust it, then you can die. And I am willing to live in this world without you. I don't want to wear a mask.
If this comes here again and you start with the restrictions and the masks and everything, I want a no fly zone in the Ukraine, because fuck it, I'm done.
You want to go out? You want to go out with a flash instead of a cough? Joe's like, I want to glow. I don't want to cough.
I've had it. Then fuck it. Roll the dice and let's go to war.
Well, I was watching one of these doctors, and they're like, I don't think we should repeal the masking because we might have to do it in a month again. And this is like the most basic thing we can do.
Right.
And I totally disagree, man. People need the break. People need the break. A lot of us need the break from the mask. Now, there's people who walk around still with the mask. They're walking around outside by themselves with the mask. And I got to tell you, I'm looking at them a little sideways.
I see people driving in their car with the mask.
I was listening to Anthony Cumia's show on the way home, and he was talking about the mask. And Anthony's like, one of my best friends in the world is Jim Norton. and I love him. He still wears a mask. I don't get it, you know?
He's afraid.
Like, I don't understand, you know? But, yeah, Jimmy, when Jimmy was at Governor's doing the compound show, Christ, 3 weeks ago, he was wearing a mask. Nobody in that building had a mask on except Jim. To each his own. Not going to goof on the guy. Not going to, you know? I mean, he travels a lot. He works, you know? I mean, I guess in his mind, he feels that, you know, I need to stay healthy and stuff like that. And I get it. I mean, you know, as a working comic musician, I do, you know, the Santa Claus stuff, this, that, and the other thing. That's why I get the vaccine. That's why I play the game. I got to work. I got to do gigs. I can't.
Well, because of our job, this why we're so exposed. That's why I've gotten sick twice from it. You know, I first time was really bad. Second time, I was on the air doing this show. I was smart enough to tell Pip not to come because I didn't know what I had.
Right.
But I was like, yeah, you know what? I don't want to take a chance. But if we were not if there is a God, then God was definitely gremlining around and telling me to stop the fucking show because we were having tech issues that we haven't had.
Well, and let me tell you something. When you asked the unicorn to read the next story, I'm like, all right, we gotta go.
I would have powered through that show if the tech
wasn't so ridiculously bad.
The tech was ridiculous, and I was just fighting everything. I'm like, all right, fuck it.
Yeah, it was way too hard. It was way too hard. And
look, we've been doing this show since 2011. That's the first show we ever cut short. But you know, like I was saying that night, it's like that. I mean, we could cut it early. It wasn't like a gig where there's an audience. I mean, fans and an audience, but I mean, like when there's a physical audience waiting for a show to start. And sorry, you got to figure it out.
Yeah, but Joe, you've been with me. You've been with me when I had no voice.
That's what I'm prefacing at. I mean, when we were working in Michigan, you were under the web. It's showtime. Show had to go on. I mean, Trucker Tom was with me, and Devin's on stage. Raising his voice at something, it's like at a bit. I'm like, and I told Tom, I go, this is something you're never going to see. I go, it's amazing you're here. Me showing sympathy to him. And I'm sitting there at the table going, don't yell. Save your strength. What's wrong with you? You're doing fine. You just don't push it. Blah, blah, blah. You're doing great. The audience is, you know, yeah, because you were, boy, you were very bad that night. I mean,
two shows that night.
I mean, but yeah, physically, no, you weren't good.
Two shows that night. I was drinking like tea and everything, but it is what it is. All right, I don't know why we got into this whole COVID-y thing, but so was there more to why you're disappointed with yourself? Did we cut you off?
Yeah, I just, you know what? It's, I have so many different little things, but
we can list them if you'd like.
No, that might be entertaining for everybody, but I really don't want to do that.
What, Joe?
Five hours tonight.
No, well, we can't do it next week because next week's the April Fool's joke show. So we could do part of it this week. We'll take a break next week, and then we could come back the following week with the rest of the list.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to get things done, but I can't. Like, I have to take time off of work because since COVID, nobody has Saturday hours. Hardly anybody.
In what career? In what?
Like a doctor's office.
Oh, really? Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, their office hours have buttoned up.
Hey, well, you know, listen, COVID's out there. They got to get, you know where COVID can't get them? On the golf course. COVID does not come on the golf course.
Lots of fresh air. You can
socially distance. Only time I get a Saturday hours with my podiatrist or my chiropractor. Everybody else, yeah, they're not in.
My doctor's never had Saturday hours.
Oh, I mean, I had certain ones that had Saturday hours.
I feel like my dentist did. But yeah. I feel like the Saturday hours went bye-bye.
They went bye-bye because of COVID.
It has nothing to do with COVID. Just stop it.
That's what they say.
Right, but it has nothing to do what COVID is really pissed off if you work Saturday. It's COVID. It's not the Jewish God Yahweh. Relax. You can work on the Sabbath.
Yeah, you know what? I That's a good point. Well, a lot of, I mean, because I do, I'm not sure, I haven't really thought about this too strongly, like how many of my doctors are Jewish or not. I
Trust me, they were working on Saturdays before. Unless they're Orthodox, they were.
No, they were.
And then you would then they never had Saturday hours, so you wouldn't be going COVID.
Right. No.
It's not like God had, oh, let me get Moses here one more time. Moses, come by the bush, but wear a mask when you're talking to the bush. Now that we got this COVID thing that the Chinese came up with, you know, they're godless people, but what am I'm powerless against this shit. But, you know, listen, now we're not going to work on Saturdays, and this time I means it.
With my GP, I've been with him for 20 years, and, you know, he might not have late hours like on a Friday. I don't think he works on Saturday. However, if you go to him, he'll call you, like, on a Friday night to go over. So I've been at a gig, and I'm like, hello? Yeah, start the catch. Your numbers are awful. You're going to die, you know, whatever. So,
can I just tell you how responsible that is? Because just today I was talking to slightly different. My wife's sister's dog. Needs all these operations. Oh. So they took to the one vet.
Yeah.
And I guess, like, the vet, like, went away for a few days. But there was x-rays done. And nobody was calling. So my sister-in-law's calling. So finally, like, on the third day of this, a vet tech is like, oh, yeah, your dog has a broken leg. Are you fucking kidding
me? Are you kidding me?
So I appreciate what Joe's saying about his doctor. You kind of have to do it.
He's pretty good with that. He's old school. You know?
Apparently this vet was not. It's like, how do you do that?
Oh my God. I mean,
so the dog was walking around on a broken leg.
That's intolerable.
Well, I would raise hell when I got in the vet. You don't look, you don't have somebody looking. I got the dog was walking around on a broken leg for 2 days.
Well, she left that practice, but that's ridiculous.
Oh, she left the practice.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, she left that. Well, wouldn't you?
I would leave that vet.
Oh, no, your friend. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, I would.
No, it was my sister-in-law, but yeah, absolutely.
I would leave that vet in a heartbeat because it's like, you let my dog suffer?
Now she goes to Oradell. She's like, I don't care. I got insurance. They'll pay for it.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, that you pay through the nose, but they're good.
Yeah, no, they are good, and they're always there.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's like, I drive into New Jersey to go to the doctors that I like.
You go to Oradell?
For my vet, Closter.
Okay.
But
that's a nice drive.
Yeah, but I will go, but I, not for me, it's not bad, okay. But I will go to Oradell if it's an emergency, especially if it's a specialty, like the one summer that I spent bringing my poor cat for chemo. That was fun, but we went, you know, we went there, but I mean, my own doctors for myself, I go into
my wife did that for the longest time. Yeah. Listen, for my car, I did it. I went to my mechanic in Bergenfield, an hour away. I'm taking my car. Now I go up here, you know, all the time. But yeah, listen, you find something you like in certain professions. It's hard to find, and a lot of professions, it's hard to find somebody that you like.
And well, it's the biggest pain in the.
You see how far I live on the island. Like I was.
Actually, no, I don't, Joe. No, I don't see how far you live because I still have not been to your house. 5 years, still not been to your house. Oh, for fuck's sake. And you didn't invite me over? Fuck you. How dare you?
I had to set the PA up and make sure it worked. I never really set that PA up before.
He could have come over for a drink, a barbecue. I wanted to show you the place as long as you're 9 miles away. This motherfucker's been there 5 years. 9 miles away. And it was an early gig, so even after the show, we could have. 9 miles. I don't even think he lives in a house.
I still had to break down the gear. I had to wait for the check, which actually my closing went quicker. Needed to get back upstate because you had to move a fish tank or whatever, you know.
Did not move a fish tank.
How you come out?
Yeah, hey Joe. So Joe booked a show on a Saturday. A lot of fun at a yacht club where most of the people don't have boats, which is interesting.
That's hilarious.
So there's this drunken woman. Of course there was. Okay. There was many drunken women. As I'm trying to wrap it up, I'm getting into the cockpit, and she's like, "You gotta travel with Skippy." You got to travel with Skippy. And I made some jokes and had him laugh, blah, blah, blah. And the moral of her story is she's like, the peanut butter throws off the breathalyzer. And I said, no, they can tell without that. That's not why I'm bringing this up. Why I'm bringing this up, because she was quite annoying. Why I'm bringing this up is I'm walking out, saying goodbyes to everybody, long goodbyes, blah, blah, blah. To the left, where is she? She's on the front puking her brains out.
No.
No,
What do you mean? No, what? You thought it was going to end any differently?
I thought she was going to come on to you because that's what the drunken broads love to do.
Vomit breath and all.
Vomit breath.
Well, you, Dad, did you do a joke about like Italian guys grabbing a dick?
Yeah, like in the beginning of COVID joke, yeah.
Okay, good. All right, good. So I'm in the bathroom taking a leak, which is what you usually do in the bathroom. But anyway, I'm in
speak
the bathroom.
For yourself.
These guys are talking about Iraq. He loved you. He thought you were great. They go, you know what? That he was talking about like Italian guys taking a leak. He really meant black guys. I know he meant black guys. And I'm like, he did not mean black guys.
You're answering them? You're having a conversation with them? Oh, okay.
Because she couldn't get a word in edgewise. It was so engrossed in conversation. I walked out, and I go, yeah, the middle act sucked. They didn't even realize it was me.
No, they didn't say that. They didn't say that. Did they?
What's that?
They didn't say the middle act sucked.
No, I said the middle act.
Oh, dude, Joe fucking crushed. Joe crushed. See, so we're in Myrtle Beach. Joe gets the call. It's a whole fucking to do till he gets the gate. Joe tells me they have to see a video of Joe to see if he's fucking funny. They couldn't have loved Joe anymore. They're applauding. They're Trumpsters. I'm like, oh, this is his fucking night.
Yeah.
So when you said that, I'm like, no, that didn't happen. Fortunately, I had a good show too, but he was doing great.
In fact, I was just going to do 20 or 25. Just because I wanted to get, you know, I wanted a middle end. I said, I want to make sure everything is just so. If there's a problem, so I wound up doing 35. I think 35 to 40 because, you know, I was having so much fun. I'm like, oh, it's my toy. Let me play with it.
Sure.
So, but no, it was a very very good crowd, very good crowd. But I find it's funny where they're interpreting what you were saying. I'm like, that's so far from the truth.
They're reading racism into your act.
But no, the joke, it's so not a joke about race. I mean, it's about the joke. It's not much. I mean, it's a fine joke, I guess. I'm talking about COVID-19. I go, remember in the beginning when they didn't know anything about COVID-19, but they had to tell us something. I make a couple face pauses and they're like, don't touch your face. And remember that was the thing. Don't touch your face. And I'm like, pause. I go, what? I'm like, that's like telling an Italian guy not to grab his nuts. That's it. That's the joke. I don't know where the hell they were.
So these two guys.
Well, Joe, this is what you and I often argue about. See, we're more than clowns, Joe. I am bringing up important topics to talk about, and these two fine scholars are really deconstructing the joke.
Deconstructing it and reconstructing it as you were closet racist, which you were so not.
No, my racism is out front and center where you can see it. And what's really weird is that they would think, after seeing me berate them, that I would hold anything back. Like that I was afraid of them.
Like if you were thinking it, you wouldn't have said it.
Yes, I said a lot of things.
I'm sure you said awful, awful things.
Not as awful as I could have, but I said a lot of things.
But you are not one to beat about the bush.
No! No, and there's nothing in my act that listen, now, when I did the St. Patrick's Day show, you know, for the seniors, yes, I'm holding back.
Of course.
It's a different animal. There was no indication, because I was sinking my fangs into some people there. You know, nicely, but, you know.
Nicely sinking my fangs in.
You know, like Dracula, who thinks you're kind of cute. You know what's pissing me off?
I tell you, I mean, you know, Michelle did a great job.
She did.
Working off of him. I was doing crowd work, and I'm like, you know, and I'm doing, you know, having a good time. And I'm like, he's going to get up there. He's going to have a fucking ball. And yet, you slaughtered. I mean,
thank you.
Fantastic. And I mean, because that crowd, I mean, is perfect for crowd work, and you're one of the best around to do it.
Thank you.
So it was great. You know, it was great because I loved watching you sink your fangs into him. You know, it's hysterical.
So I'm going. So I was telling Pip before the show because I'm cleaning up stuff. Cleaning up notebooks and stuff with comedy stuff. And I'm looking at old set lists. Maybe you guys have known me for, Pip, like the first year after my first year doing comedy, and Joe's shortly thereafter that.
Yeah.
So quite a long time with this. And I'm looking at my set list.
I want to interrupt you for a second. I want to ask you a question. How long were you doing stand-up when we both met?
A year plus. Because
It was 98. I started back.
So about a year.
Started in '89, did a year and a half, maybe 2 years, had to stop, got back into it in '97. All right, so yeah, technically I had to start all over again. So yeah, threw it both in at the same time.
Because I started, I want to say, because I graduated, I went 4.5 years to college. Mm-hmm. So I graduated in the winter, and that's Labor Day weekend of 97. I did my first show for Bobby Gonzo. So that's when I counted. That's when I started. And then I went to law school, and I had taken off, and then I took a class. I actually sent Pip the picture of the receipt from the class where I met her. I actually posted it online. But yeah, probably a year and a half or two years. So anyway, I'm going through these old set lists, and some of the bits I remember, some of them I don't remember. But my closer, comics will write down a little word for it so that they know what it is. It makes no sense to anybody else, but it makes sense to us.
It's like a weird poem.
So yes, so I found a bunch of set lists. And my closing bit was Dracula, but I have no idea what the hell the Dracula bit was.
I do the same thing, dude. I'll pull out, because in my file cabinet, I have old set lists, and I'll pull them out, and I don't remember ever doing that.
But it was my closer. Like, I have, like, fat, you know, learning to draw, like, stuff that I've actually had to repurpose because I'm doing, you know, this thing for the trying to get this TV thing. So I've repurposed some of this thing, but apparently Dracula was the best shit I had at the time, and I have no idea what that was. It's amazing.
I have no recollection.
I reposted something on Facebook the other over the weekend. It was a picture of me in Colonial Williamsburg wearing a colonial hat and a musket, and I wrote in there. This is a picture of me in Williamsburg. I go. My mom, I wanted to go to Disneyland. Every year we had to go to Williamsburg. And I go, nothing more than a 12-year-old kid. And then I go, after Williamsburg, we go to the Pottery Barn. Nothing more than a kid loves it. Hit at 12 is history and ceramics. And my mom offered to buy me a musket. And I go, good, because I'm going to shoot you in the ass with it. I want to go to Disneyland. And I read it, and I'm like, you want to know? I copied and pasted. I did it a couple of times. I'm doing a workshop tomorrow night, and I'm actually putting that in. I'm going to do that, because I'm like, yeah, I think I can use this.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
All right. So I want to say what's going on with this house, and then we'll do Joe's You Stink, and then I think we'll probably take our break. All right. So if you've seen me perform recently, I talk about the contractor and stuff. Pip has not seen this. The bit is fucking 2 pages long. There's so much good stuff to it, but I can't remember it all. So it's one of these. But anyway, one of the things that we had to have when we moved in, because as I've said, there's the funk. The funk is still there in the house.
That's
so
terrible.
We had to get all new appliances. It came with a fridge. It worked. It came with a washer and dryer. They worked. We brought over our oven and our dishwasher from this house. We've actually switched them out. So our contractor, his son moved to Arizona after 8 months, and so my contractor storing his appliances, doesn't want them anymore. Big LG fridge, 35 inches, freaking huge.
Damn.
Washer, dryer. So we're gonna get a really good price on this. Well, whatever. So, my wife can't pass up the bargain. I'm like, but we got shit right here. And we had to have the professional house cleaners clean this shit, much like they had to clean the cabinets, ours, which was costing us money for them to clean, on shit that you wound up getting rid of. All right. So we're going to get the washer, the dryer, and the fridge. We have to have this because we're getting such a good deal.
Okay,
fine. So let's talk about the fridge. The fridge is mammoth, and I'm still bringing the fridge behind Pip.
How many bodies worth?
Depends on the size. 2.5 DeFelices.
Oh, if we're measuring by DeFelice, that is for those who don't know. Our friend, a comic.
I didn't know the Larry scale.
The Larry scale, 2.5.
We measure measured by Larry.
That is the right amount. That's the right scale for measurement of the internal volume.
Well, she asked about body. Everybody's got a different body. How the hell do I know? You ask a stupid question, you get a stupid answer.
2.5 feet, Felicis.
Oh, my God. Everything is a length of 5'2".
I mean, and he wasn't a very girthy man.
No, yeah. Larry was... And Larry was now 5'2" because I'm 5'2".
Yeah, Larry wasn't 5'2". You're being very generous, but
very
that's
generous.
But anyway, so this thing is huge.
Yeah. Okay.
And we got several sets of deep stairs just to get into the house. So that's a struggle. So that takes three of us. It doesn't fit through the front door.
No. No.
It does. It's like one of those Learning Channel specials, except this time you have to get the fat person in the house. You have to cut off the front door to get Fatty back in. Fatty has been out and wants to get back in as soon as possible.
When you need a sawzall as a door key, there's a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, those things where they have to, like, take a wall out to get the person out. What I mean? Like, what are they doing with this house in the meantime? Is somebody staying behind to board it back up? You're just leaving it open there for wolves to get in the house. What are you doing? I don't get it.
Put it like a big, you know, like a tarp.
Yeah, tarp.
They'll be back. They'll lumber themselves back in.
And then they'll just board them back in.
I mean, seriously. I mean, it's sad. But again, you know, listen, I we know the struggle with eating is real. But again, not to get into it. But when you... can't get out of bed. Time out. Time out.
Don't bring food to the bed if they can't get out of
it. All right, but that's neither here nor there. So do we have to so now we got to take off shelves. We got to take out shelves of this thing. We got to now the fridge has to be spread eagle as we showing everything it has.
Exactly, you mean wide open, showing it's good.
Showing it's good.
Hey, take a look at my condiment shelf.
Got to wriggle.
I've only moved 3 times in 59 years.
Got to wriggle it in and out.
I didn't have to do really shit the first 2 times.
Wait. You just said you had to wriggle it in and out. Say that again, slower.
Wriggle it in and out. So of course. They scratched the hardwood floor.
Fuck.
Of course they did. Of course they did. The laminate held up well. But the hardwood floor. So the wife's like, oh, well, we have to get this refinished. Well, are you insane? So her friend, who's a contractor, he's like, no, you just get some polyurethane. You brush it. You do that.
Oh, okay.
But whatever. But of course they scratch it. Of course they scratch it. So we finally get it in. And you know, the water thing has to be hooked up. Well, because he wasn't he didn't have it in a climate controlled storage unit. Our storage unit was climate controlled. His was outside. I went to his. They didn't even shovel. They're like, fuck it. You'll get to your shit if you really want it.
Oh, yeah.
It was treacherous getting to it. So that, like, there's a piece in there that broke because it got too cold. So you can't, like, use the water thing right now. So we're waiting for that. And because the floor is lopsided, the fridge doesn't sit right. And he noticed it. So he's like, we got to lift that up. All right. So that's fine.
So what are you going to, like, put shims on?
Yeah, we'll figure
it. Like, yeah. You got to shim it. Yeah.
Because the doors are like. Yeah. So, all right. Fine. That's not the purpose of this. That's not this. The purpose of this is. So finally, that still has to be fixed, but the fridge works. Okay. And the wife, and of course, we creased the side of the fridge and dented the fridge. I mean, the fridge took a beating. The fridge looked like, you know, a girl after the third date with me, where I feel really comfortable with her. I'm no longer my best behavior. You know, I'll scuff you up a little.
The first rule of Fridge Club is don't talk about Fridge
Yeah, I
Club.
Mean, the fridge has been through hell just to get into this house. Because the wife had to have this fridge. Had to have this fucking fridge, which is too
Here's
big for the
fridge, you dense, and you stretch floor.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. But she's very, oh, all the space. Oh, God. Okay, fine. That's not the purpose of this story. That's just a little aside. So the washing machine works well.
Okay, good, but.
Funny thing about the dryer.
Oh, no.
It's electric, Boogie woogie woogie woogie. We need gas. And we had given away the washer, the dryer, and the fridge that were there. So I don't have a dryer there.
Oh, shit.
So I'm like, well.
And the funny thing is.
No, there's nothing funny.
That dryer in, those things run on 220.
Right.
If you could. I mean, you can't even plug it in. Those run on 220.
No, well, we asked our contractor friend, and he's like, just to wire it with the copper alone is $300.
Yeah.
A new dryer, you can get a cheap one for $500. So I'm like, well, we got a dryer upstairs that was just like the one we gave away for free. Why don't we bring that one? Then we got to get a plumber to hook it up. So now what are we doing now? We're ordering a new fucking dryer. We are ordering a, of course we are. And you know what we're doing in the meantime? We're coming back to this house to do our laundry.
This is a pretty fancy laundromat you got going.
It is. It's very exclusive.
Holy
shit. Yeah. I have to go to the laundromat. I've been to a laundromat twice when I was up, lived in Maine, and when I was between houses. Hated it both times. I had to learn Spanish for that's my basket. Yeah, it's not fun.
The laundromats are, in my estimation, have not been fun.
The wife goes to the laundromat sometimes for the California King Comforters.
Yes.
She'll go for that. And because of cats, you're there more often than you'd like. But cats like, ooh, a fresh comforter. That'll be nice to puke on.
Yeah. I can't wait until my tummy's upset.
Yeah. Well, my tummy's not upset.
Make it happen.
You've dismayed me.
I'll jam a paw in there.
Cats are the only animals that spite puke.
Which
you would think, as somebody who enjoys a good spiting, would appreciate. But since I'm often the victim of the spite puke, not a fan. Like, I've never spite puked a cat and puked in his dish.
I don't think I've ever spite puked ever.
No. So.
And they just look at you like, fuck you.
So yeah. Though we are moving on the 30th.
Right.
Not the 30th, actually, this Friday. Though we are moving this Friday, I probably will still be doing laundry here this Sunday because we just had to give away the dryer. Just had to give it away. And the contractor's like, sorry about it. It's like, I could have sworn. I asked him if it was gas or not. Yeah. I mean, are you fucking kidding me? How does this happen? It's always something.
It's always something. So.
Well, what the problem is if you're doing something like that, you're already settled in. And the only thing you have to do is replace the dryer. I need a dryer. Well, all right, this thing runs on gas. All right, the dryer you got, what does it run on? Electric again? You know, you've got everything going on at once. So a detail like that, it's easy to slip by, you know?
Yeah. I mean, just really quickly, when I moved out of my apartment that I had lived in with my parents for 20-something years, my dad was the super, and he had paid his own money to buy a refrigerator when the one that came with the apartment conked out. And I was going to be goddamned if we left that relatively new refrigerator,
sure,
that my dad paid for in this apartment for them to just give to the next residence. So when we bought our house, there was this ancient refrigerator in the house, and I go, during closing, I'm like, they have to leave that fridge. And they looked at me like, are you nuts? I'm like, I have my reasons. And they're like, okay, we'll leave that fridge. And we dragged that up the stairs and clunkety clunk clunked down the stairs in the middle of the night with my dad's paid for fridge. Because yeah. I was not leaving that behind.
Well, that's what we did. That's what we did with our range in our our dishwasher. I mean, that's what. Although their range, we're using it right now, works pretty good actually. But you know what? She was such a filthy animal.
Oh,
you know, like,
yeah,
we're still fighting the funk. So, so yeah.
You stink.
What stinks now?
Well, I'm on the way to the day program this morning, and I turn into our street, and in front of us, in the middle of the street, is a electric utility truck.
Okay.
And there's two cars behind him, and we're waiting, and I'm like, I wonder what's going on here. So I walk up to the truck. There's no blinkers. There's nobody in the truck. The truck is in the middle of the road. And we're like, you got to be kidding me. We're running late already. So then behind me is my supervisor, Don. You know, Don's always been very good with us, me doing the show and stuff like that. So Don's like, what's going on? I go, guys, there's nobody in the truck. So the guy walks out, and I go, could you move the truck? Well, there was no place to park. There's a place right there. So then he goes, what, you guys can't wait 2 minutes? And Don goes, we gave you 10.
The fucking nerve.
You can't wait 2 minutes.
Can you be?
The nerve. That, I mean, you encounter that a lot in the city where people just like, oh, I can't find a spot. I guess we're parking here.
In the middle of the road.
But he didn't even pull to the side. He parked in the middle of the street. So then we go to pull in, and then he pulls along into the side door, and he wants to back out, and his helper's trying to stop us. And we, like, get out of the way. It's like, really? Now you got it? There's a problem because you have to wait? And I guess he didn't anticipate it because basically, you know, it's a plumbing yard. This isn't a beauty parlor. We're not going to take anybody's shit. Yeah. So he got their asses handed to them. But how stupid could you be? And even if he pulled to the side and you had to squeeze through, we get it. We got to squeeze through. But you don't park in the middle of the street. And we're the assholes because we're complaining. You know? And it's...
Should have called PSE&G.
Montrose Lane today.
Should have called PSE&G. Go, what the hell? What gives?
The friggin' nerve.
You know who stinks? High school drivers. Because I got to pick up. I got to pick up my daughter and her friend.
Mm-hmm.
And they won't let you in. They'll just like zip. Like,
oh yeah.
They just like keep going. They're oblivious with their little fluffy hair. It's like, get the fuck out of the way.
The little fluffy hair.
Yeah, you know, their little cute fluffy hair and shit.
You know, it's something else when I remember being behind two people that were parked like cops do, you know, driver side to driver side.
Sure, so they could
they
chat.
Could talk through the window. They were stopped in the middle of a not minor road, you know. It wasn't like
cops?
Side street. No, regular people.
Regular
people. Having a little chat in the middle of the road.
People do that. It's like, what's wrong
and
with
so
you?
I waited a second, and I'm watching them. I thought maybe it was just like a quick, you know, oh, I gotta talk to you. I'll call you later or something. No, they're having a chit chat. So I toot my horn, just like that little kind of annoyed toot, meh, you know. And the guy yells at me like I'm the asshole.
You're the problem.
And says, "Hold on a second." And I'm like, "You're in the middle of the road. Do you people not have phones?
It's not a parking lot, dude. Move your fucking
like,
car."
Are you kidding me?
Well, like I said today, the guy had an attitude, and Don is like a smart ass too. Like, "Ah, you can't wait 2 minutes. We gave you 10. Get in your truck."
That was great. We gave you 10. Get going.
The guy had nothing to say. It's like, you know, you could. Well, where am I supposed to go? I have a suggestion.
Yeah.
I have a suggestion.
But, I mean, that's the thing. Where am I supposed to... That's a you problem.
That's a you problem.
That's not my...
Not a us problem.
Well, you're in the middle of the road, as Joe said. Go to the side.
There was a spot over by the curb. If he pulled it, yeah, he would be in the way. We have to squeeze by. But we get it. You got a truck. You made the best attempt. We can get by it. But when you're in the middle and you leave the truck for over 5 minutes and traffic is backing up and... Luckily, we didn't have tractor trailers because you had the tractor trailer and the plumbing supply trucks. They don't have patience for shit. Meanwhile, it's backing out of Brush Hollow Road. Now this guy's created a major problem. And the thing about it is the traffic on the LIE was so horrendous this morning that both Don and I are running fucking late. We're trying to get in. So, yeah, it's the last thing we needed.
Some idiot. Oh, my God. That was a good one. He stunk.
He did stink. There was no debating that.
No.
Did he have his hazards on?
Did he have his what? No.
Double stink.
Extra stinky.
He's sitting in the middle of the road, and he's not even in the truck, and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. And he had a helper. You know, when I was in the furniture business, if we were in the
furniture war stories, part Dewey.
Part Dewey. But if we were in the city doing a delivery, and we had, you know, and one of the guys had to go upstairs or whatever, he was, all right, sit behind the wheel. If you got to move the truck.
Yeah.
You know, so the truck is in the way, but the truck is attended. If I have to move the truck, I got to move the truck. Now, both these assholes are just wandering around, fucking trucks in the middle of the road.
All right. Let's take our first break. It'll be a very short one. On the break, we got new music from Padgett Dolan with Rings of Saturn. You can learn more about Padgett Padge O'Dolan at fluttertone.com. We'll be right back, and we'll tell you what happens when your pelvis gets possessed and what happens when you go skiing too long with your wiener out. That and more. Make sure you come back.